Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. On January 11th, we have the first new moon of the new year. So happy new year and happy new moon. So before we get into the forecast for each individual life path for this this new moon, just be aware that this, of course, is a general reading. If you would like a personalized reading where we take a look at your own personal numerology, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below, and I would love to work with you. This is also a great time, if you haven't done so yet, to get your year ahead forecast and your diamond for your current age. So if you haven't done that, you can do that on my website as well. Again, I look forward to working with you. All right, so let's take a look to see what this new moon of this new year has in store for us. Life path number one. So you all are kind of starting this new year off with a bang. This new moon could bring a lot of opportunities to sort of hone your craft, to become the expert at something, to really dial in where it is that you want to fine tune or learn something more about something that has to do with, again, your creativity or what you put out into the world. This is a great time for you all, with it being a new moon, the energies that you're going to be working with, which are the three and giraffe energy, to really put yourself out there, but in a way that's like very creative, in a way that is getting your message out into the world. And it doesn't necessarily have to be through career. It could be through a hobby. It could just be what you enjoy doing. But there's something definitely here. You're going to be working with the energy of the three. So there's definitely something here about collaboration, working with others, but doing so in a way that's like where you're learning and they're learning, and you're bringing the wisdom that you already have. You're bringing that to the table, and you're sort of letting it come together and see what you can create with all of this wisdom in the room. This isn't a solo project, though, necessarily. And if it is something that you're working on solo, it would be something where you would have to, of course, recognize your limitations and call people in to help you with those limitations, right? To be able to overcome that so that you can create whatever it is that you're looking to create. And this could be around relationships, right? Like there may be maybe you're struggling with something that has to do with a relationship, and you need to call in reinforcements. You need to call in maybe professionals to help you to get to the bottom of whatever the issue might be. This would be a great time, honestly, for like marriage counseling or like couples therapy or something like that, if that's something that speaks to you. There's just something here about calling in a third party to assist, right? So someone who might be unbiased. And this can also be with like a work project. So if you're stuck on something, if you've been trying to like facilitate something or get something off the ground, launch it, but you keep kind of coming to a standstill, you keep hitting a roadblock, this could be a time to ask someone for their advice, for their input, and just see what resonates for you. Of course, the final decision would be for you, whatever you decide to integrate. But sometimes when we've got our blinders on, or when we have like, when we're very focused on where it is that we are headed, we can lose sight of some of the other options. And so a third party or someone who has been down this road before, maybe it looks a little bit differently, they might be able to help you to kind of broaden your scope or your horizons. And one reason why I say that, besides it being three energy that you're working with this new moon, is of course it's a new moon. So it's new initiations, new starts, new ideas, initiating something, being assertive and going after kind of what you want, which is one energy all around, right? But there's something here where it's like you're not meant to do it alone. It might be your vision, but you need to have additional input potentially. And the reason why I say that also is because you're working with giraffe energy. And so this is like becoming the master at something or mastery of something. But you think about the giraffe and there's that long neck and they have, sort of peripheral vision with just a quick movement of their head, right? And they can see for really long distances. I don't know actually how true that is. I don't know how good their eyesight is. This is sort of a generalization based on how they look, right? But anyway, I think their neck is more to help them get to the leaves. But you know what? We're going to use it for the sake of seeing it for great distances. So there's something here where your line of sight might be very like tunnel vision, or you might be hyper focused on something and you're missing the bigger picture. And so calling in reinforcements, calling in people for just another set of eyes can work wonders. And this, because you're working with three energy, this is a very social collaborative energy. So it encourages you to, you know, just have those conversations, just maybe have a, you know, like a get together where it's brainstorming or something like that. And it could be also to do with family and relationships. And maybe there needs to be, you know, like a family meeting and you all kind of discuss issues that might have come up and how can you work through them together and collaborate to find harmony in the situation. So it doesn't necessarily have to be a work project or something like that. It can be with relationships as well. Communication is a big energy coming through for this new moon for you all. So there has to be open lines of communication, even if the other person is being very honest with what they need. If you don't like what you're hearing, that doesn't mean that you know, that they need to change their honesty, right? There needs to be a safe space for that as well. So this can be a great time to gain new perspectives, get a new vantage point, have those open conversations, and see where it is that you might have some limitations or some tunnel vision, and where it is that you can kind of open that line of sight and incorporate maybe some different or new things into whatever it is that you're working on. So big energy for you all, but it's definitely, you are not meant to be the lone wolf in this. You are not meant to be the island. So just make sure that you are reaching out, you're asking for help, you're collaborating, you're taking others' ideas into consideration, and then making decisions from there with that larger lens. Okay, so I hope it is a beautiful new moon for you all ones. Happy New Year. Take care. Bye for now.